You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, June 20th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Equity markets were more or less flat on Wednesday. Nifty was down 0.18%, while Sensex edged up 0.05%. Markets have rebounded after a huge crash when the general election results were announced at the start of the month. Small and mid-cap stocks are leading the charge, taking valuations to fresh highs. Deepti Sharma writes the benchmark indices such as Nifty Small Cap 250 and Nifty Mid Cap 100 have each surged by almost 20%. However, this immediate rebound has raised questions about the sustainability of the current bull run. Market experts told Deepti that volatility is always possible in small and mid-cap stocks. Moreover, their sky-high valuations also raise concerns about the potential upside moving forward. As always, investors' caution is advised. A few years ago, Yes Bank was in a constant crisis. Then the Reserve Bank of India stepped in, changes were made, and Yes Bank had new stakeholders to steer the ship out of troubled waters. State Bank of India picked up a 49% stake in the bank, while a host of private lenders invested some 10,000 crore rupees. These investments were locked in for at least 3 years to ensure that depositors continued to be serviced. Today, the bank is in a far better position, writes Gopika Gopakumar. Credit for the turnaround goes to Prashant Kumar, the MD and CEO of Yes and an SBI veteran. While Kumar has done well so far, his real challenge begins now, as the investor's three-year lock-in has expired. Some will no doubt come knocking to get their money back. How will Kumar deal with these challenges? Gopika Gopakumar tries to answer this and other questions. India witnessed another train accident this week, which killed 10 people. Plans to modernize and improve the country's railway infrastructure have been underway for a while. The government has been rolling out a system called Kavach, which means shield in Hindi. The system automatically hits the brakes on a train if it sees another one approaching. However, only 1,500 kilometers of the 68,000 kilometers of train tracks have been fitted with Kavach. That's less than 5%. Such anti-collision systems have been in place in Europe since the 1960s. Shelley Singh notes that we need to increase the coverage of Kavach to prevent or at the very least reduce train accidents. Generally, air travel is safer than rail. One reason is that airports are more modern and adopt safety technologies much faster. Anu Sharma writes that Indian airports are now using artificial intelligence tools to improve their services. AI will most likely help with customer service. However, Anu writes that Delhi International Airport, the busiest airport in India, is using AI to plan travel and manage traffic at crucial places such as immigration counters. For example, waiting times for travelers with electronic visas could be expedited using AI. The scorching summer and delayed monsoon have caused spot prices of electricity to surge. Rituraj Barua reports that a unit of electricity now costs 6.78 rupees on the Indian Energy Exchange. It was 5.51 rupees just a month ago. As state power distribution companies have long-term power purchase agreements, they won't be bothered by the sudden price increase. However, those who need to buy more power from these markets for immediate consumption will suffer. The past 2 months saw a 14% increase in electricity consumption compared to that of last year. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.